A blast shakes this troubled region. Russia's Ministry of Defense said Ukrainian plane launched guided missiles struck the large landing ship Novorossiysk. Moscow didn't specify how much the Russian ship was damaged, but online videos showed a massive fire in the port area. Ukrainian authorities claimed the vessel was destroyed and said it was likely carrying an ammunition shipment, possibly including drones. Moscow in turn claimed the two Ukrainian fighter jets involved in the attack were destroyed by anti-aircraft fire, but there was no immediate confirmation from Kiev. The Russia-appointed head of Crimea, Sergei Aksionov, said one person was killed in Tuesday's attack and several others injured. He added that six buildings were damaged and a small group had to be taken to temporary accommodation centers. In recent months, Ukrainian forces increased attacks around Crimea, mostly with sea drones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said those strikes enabled Ukraine to restore navigation in the Black Sea and allowed the export of millions of tons of Ukrainian grain. In September, a Ukrainian attack hit the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol, also killing one person, and Ukraine launched more missiles against the city on the following day. Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, ahead of its full invasion of the country in February last year. Tuesday's attack came after Ukraine officially celebrated Christmas on December 25th for the first time since 1917. Authorities view the move as more than just a change of date from January 7th, the date for Christmas in the Julian calendar, which Russia uses. Kiev has made clear it is part of a significant cultural and religious shift in the country and an attempt to eradicate Moscow's influence in the war-torn nation. The introduction of the Western Gregorian calendar is also seen as a sign of Kiev's ongoing attempt to further integrate into Europe as it seeks membership in the European Union. Kiev resident Sasha Soronovich says changing the date is of symbolic importance.
I feel like it will change not only the date but the feeling inside us.
Something is certain, Christmas always comes despite ongoing war. Russia made clear its forces had stopped Ukraine's counteroffensive and are now pushing forward on all fronts. Inside Russia, Moscow is also cracking down on dissent. Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny on Tuesday confirmed his arrival at what he called a snow-swept prison above the Arctic Circle. He said he was in excellent spirits despite a tiring 20-day journey to get into the IK3 penal colony, about 1,900 kilometers or 1,180 miles northeast of Moscow. Referring to the harsh weather conditions there and Russia's Father Christmas, he wrote online, "I am your new Father Frost."
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.